thought to how he brought us.
Yep, thank you for your mercy.
Good to see all of you tonight. And I always say to Elder Waters when I see him, you know, Elder Waters and I, we're only a year apart, and we've been knowing each other for a long time out in Kansas City, and he's a good friend, and every time I see Elder Waters, I always say to him, the first one that says it says, it's good to see you, and the other one always says, it's good to be seen. So I thank God tonight because it's good to see you, and it is good to be seen. So I thank the Lord for listening. I was expecting a few more people tonight because some of the saints from Little of the Valley, but they probably changed their minds, and I expect a few more people in here, but they probably changed their minds. I'm so glad I serve a God who does not change his mind.
Amen.
And him is no variableness, but no shadow of turning. And I thank God that God is a faithful God. We can depend on him, and I'm glad God is not us. Try as we may on our best days, sometimes we really mean well.
Yes.
But we aren't able to always do all the things that we sometimes say we would even like to do. But I want to look at a couple of scriptures tonight. I'm looking at Revelations 2:7. And I'm going to look in, try to find all of them. I actually wrote them down. John was on me about being more organized. I'm going to get there one day. I want to look at a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to stop, and then I'm going to give you a few words tonight, and then we'll be done for the night. I want to look at Revelations 2:7, I think it is. And I want to work on this word, overcometh, or to overcome, or to, in other words, not let anything stop you. Revelations 2:7. And I also want to look at, and you can jot them down, because when I finish with these, I'm going to sit down. If I haven't learned anything else from the Holy Spirit, that is, I have learned that what he's done, I've done. And I want to look at Philippians, and I think it's Philippians. It's Philippians. Look at Philippians 4. And probably about 18, 19. And then I'm going to look in Romans chapter 8. And I think that'll probably be it. There is a scripture that I can say a lot of them because we need them. I want everybody to know tonight, as I always do, we have a responsibility. No one has responsibility. There is one person who has ever taken the responsibility for getting you to heaven, that's Jesus.
Yes.
The only person who has fully taken on the responsibility for getting you to heaven is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I have taken on the responsibility of telling you about the one who has given you the responsibility. And I don't know what's going on with that. I have the responsibility for telling you about the person who has the responsibility for getting you to heaven. Beyond that, there's one person other than you. The other person that has the responsibility for getting you to heaven is you.
Yes.
Jesus, having done the work on the cross of Calvary so that we can be saved and so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit, as the scripture says, has blessed us in all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. That means that through Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, everything that we need to be saved, God has given us, made available to us, and encourages us. And it isn't like God just sits it on the table and says, here, take it or leave it. He, at every opportunity, reminds us that salvation is sitting on the table, and deliverance is on the table, and joy is on the table, and righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what I like about God, because he doesn't just come one time and say, be saved, and then he's done. He doesn't stop encouraging us, because God knows the value of having everlasting life much more than we do. Mm-hmm. God understands and has a revelation of what it's like. God knows what forever is really like. You know how we tell, you know, third and fourth grade, you know, we write little love notes. At least we used to. I guess you text now. We don't write love notes. We text you, I'm going to love you forever. And your forever is only to the next grade. And God says forever. And some people never grow out of that. You know, some people, you really want to know what's wrong with a lot of older people in marriages. We've talked about that. It's because you don't understand what forever is.
Yes.
That's the reason why when we do vows, we just say until we one of us dies.
Yes, yes.
We know it's not forever.
Yes.
But God understands forever, and He understands the value of us allowing ourselves to be set free from sin and forgiven for sin and washed and cleansed. And that's why He's given us the Word of God and given us the Holy Spirit and given us everlasting life through His Son. So tonight, I'll look at a couple of scriptures, and then I'll settle down and pull it all together, and then we'll go home, and you can consider the things I've said, and maybe it might draw you closer to the Lord. I watch every one of us from time to time in our reaction towards God, and I notice how much we allow our when we come into God. There's a song that we sing, so forget about yourself and concentrate on Him.
Yes.
That's because when you come to God, if you worked all day, you come in here, you might come in angry. You might come in hurt. You might come in just, as we say, just acting a fool. But when you really love God, you come in, and it's time to worship and obey God. You're supposed to be able to set all those things aside.
Yes.
You know why? Because you have to work out your own salvation.
Yes, amen.
And you have to, you know, when you come in, I can be angry with you, but that doesn't make any difference. God's still looking at me.
Yes.
And when I come to worship, I don't come to worship you anyway.
That's
I come
right.
to worship God.
Yes.
So I have to be able to set those things aside. And what's so good about it is God has given me help doing it.
Yes.
He's not only shown me how to do it, but He's given me help in the Holy Ghost to do it. And it says in Revelation chapter 2. And verse 7, and I'm not going to go through all the, he's writing to the church at Ephesus, and I'm not going to go through all the things that they're doing and everything else, but I will say this, for everything that they're doing in every church that's in Revelation, we're doing in the churches we're in today.
Yes.
And they're not different from us in any way, because men have always, since the garden, done the same things over and over and over again, and whatever things. And that's the reason why the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins is so tremendous.
Yes.
It isn't limited on what it will set us free from and what it will wash us from, because we have so many diverse and a myriad of things that we just do wrong. And it's not just the outward things we do with the body, but there's so many of them in the mind. You know, when you come in the presence of God, or you are when you come in the presence of God, or when you come to where you're supposed to worship God, I was encouraging the saints the other night, to the best of my ability, to get back in the house of God and start bringing themselves back to God. And if you're a Zoomie and you like being on Zoom, well, at least put on half, you know, dress halfway up so we can see your face. It is indeed your church.
Yes.
And put some participation in. You know why? Because you're the one who has to get something out of it.
Yes, yes.
When we did Zoom, we did it from the very beginning. We have an option on Zoom that if your face doesn't show, there's an option that your name doesn't even come up.
Yes.
People don't even know you're there. But we choose to have everybody up because I want to know who's there. So I encourage you. Get involved and be a part of it. You need to for your own sake.
Right? Yes, yes.
It's not, it's not to my advantage that you worship God. It's to your advantage,
amen,
that you worship God. And it's not to my advantage that you obey the Spirit or yield to the Spirit. It's to your advantage.
Yes.
You can decide that tonight I'm not going to participate. Tonight I'm just going to do it for the sake of it. And anytime you decide you're going to come to church just for the sake of it, just routine, what you're doing really is keeping a law.
Yes.
And nothing about the law can save you or deliver you. There must be some yielding to the Spirit and if you, and I can't count the number of times in my life that I have come to, that I have shown up in church really on the wrong side of everything, but when it was time to worship God, I could not help myself, and I had to yield to the Spirit and at least acknowledge God and obey God. Yeah. I'm not stubborn enough to sit through a service and not obey God because of anybody on earth. You are not going to do that. And to be able to do that is just what he says here. To him, Revelations 2 and 7, he that hath ear, or he that can hear, I'm reading out of King James, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Everybody who will listen, listen. Yeah. Everybody, you know, some people they will listen to, some people they will not. And I understand that for whatever reason you may have or whatever. And that's something that you have to work out for yourself. But everybody needs to listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
No matter, that's the reason why, you know, probably some people don't tune into me as much as they do, because you have to go to the Word of God, because that's my guarantee. And you can't come back later on and say, Bishop Smith said, and I heard Bishop Smith say, Aaron. No. The Word of God says this, and the Word of God says that. And you cannot argue with that, because that is God's inspired Word. It's what we have. And say, well, everything about that, I don't believe in this and that. You can go that route if you want to, but you must trust in the Word of God and in God.
Yes.
That's your guarantee. If you do what it says in the Word of God, the Lord will do what he says he will do.
Yes.
So he says in this, he that will listen, he that hath ear, is the way they said it back in the 14th, 15th, 16th century, whenever this was written. But now it's simple. Now we simply says anybody who can listen, anybody who's willing to listen, because I can sit up here and preach and go on all night. You have to be willing to allow yourself to hear what's going on. Anybody who's willing to listen. To him that overcometh, in other words, the Spirit says, I really want you to get this, for everybody who overcomes. Because he's given this myriad of things in the church to Ephesus, and I'm not reading them all the way down because they're in every church everywhere. He has about 3 or 4 churches he talks to. I love the one in Philadelphia because he tells them they have a little strength. Mm-hmm. But to him that overcometh, to the person who will not let someone offending you stop you from being in God,
right. Yes.
And to the person who will not let your own, the Holy Ghost can say to you at some point in time, you're a very stubborn person, and God says that stubbornness is as iniquity. In other words, it's as a wicked, it's as wicked as a wicked mind.
Yes.
And you're the sort of person who says, I need to stop having that.
Yes.
That's what it means to overcome.
Yes.
You overcome whatever keeps you from being in God's will, and you overcome whatever it is that keeps you from having eternal life. That's what it means. It says, to him that overcometh, all these things that Paul says to these churches, in particular, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In other words, he says, to he that overcometh, I'll give you everlasting life. If you can, and that's why when Paul writes in the epistles, every epistle he writes, be ye kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. He says, be subject to one another for Christ's sake. He gives us all these instructions. He's teaching us how to overcome, because everybody's not nice every day.
Right.
And even for you to expect that everybody's going to always be nice to you is arrogance, because you're not always nice to everybody else. And somehow you have to, you know, by the grace of God, you have to be able to overcome all this, because you, in other words, you have to overcome the world.
Yes.
And not, you know, not drinking, liquor, not smoking cigarettes, not going to bars, not overcoming the world. That's just a very minor, that's the most, to be honest, to not run the streets is the most infantile thing that a believer does. That's something that you do when you very first come to God. You start turning yourself toward the house of God, the things to be of God. I want to look in Philippians to everybody tonight. And because these days I'm going through some battles and some things. I got one more battle to win. I got one more. And yokes will be broken. And me and God, you know, God, we're working that out.
Amen.
And he says in here, all about Philippians, verse number 4. And let's see where I want to be.
You said 18.
11. Not that I speak in respect of want. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed to be both full and to be hungry, to be to abound, both to abound and to suffer need. 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. And in this in particular, when Paul writes this, if you really want to know the details, actually he's talking about the support for his ministry for the most part. Because he's traveling, and just as we pay tithes and we give offerings and do all those things, it has a lot to do with it because the man has to eat. But he says, but I don't want anybody to think that if you don't pay your tithes and you don't give offerings, I'm going to stop preaching. Because I know how to do that. And he says, and I have got caught up on, you know, and sometimes he says, some of you really bless me real well, but that doesn't cause me to get exalted and get off. Sometimes some of you don't give me anything, and I still pray for you the same and pray the Lord to bless you and everything. He says, and I don't just do it for show. He says, but I do it because it's what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
And he's made up his mind. He says, no matter what I come into, and in his writings, when you read them, he says in so many different places, I have become all things to all men.
Yes.
In another place he writes about it, he says about the new believers and the newest Jewish believers coming out. He says, you know, I know it's okay for me to eat a baby back rib, he says, but this offends somebody else who doesn't eat, that doesn't do this. He says, when I get around them, I just won't eat it.
Yes.
I won't do it. In other words, he's saying, I will do whatever I need to do to get the gospel done. And he's saying, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen me, no matter what it is. He means I can do whatever I need to do to make it to heaven.
Yes, amen.
Not because I can do it, not by my power, not by my might, but by his spirit. I can do it through Christ. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost that I'm able at times to hold my tongue. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that I'm able to forgive. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that I know how to forgive and desire to forgive. Do you know the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Ghost? Don't you know tonight that if you're the sort of person who won't let the Holy Spirit teach you to forgive, won't let the Holy Spirit give you the power to let things go, if you're the sort of person who likes to be mad all day long, don't want the Holy Ghost to give you joy, don't you know there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit? Do you know what a relief it is to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and settle you down and let you know that you're going to be all right no matter what? Do you know that one of the main things I pray to be delivered from is me?
Yes,
and I'm so glad when God comes in and rescues me from me, when I'm all, you know, minds look, wants to be angry, wants to be frustrated, and everything else. To be frustrated means to be hindered.
Yes, yes.
And I love it so much when the Holy Ghost comes in and says to me, you're going to be all right. And when Paul writes this, he's saying, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. He says, I wasn't able to forgive the people who were, that I first met, you know, when they first decided they were going to follow Jesus, I was so mad with them, I could kill them, and I did.
Yes.
He says, you know, they were going against my church and talking about this and talking about that. And he said, and I didn't understand what they were doing. And in my mind, I thought I was right because all of us, you know, we have this right, this righteousness about ourselves. And we think we're so right in what we've got. Anybody who thinks you have enough of God, you're self-righteous. Yes. You never get enough of God. Yes. I didn't say you never get enough of church because I don't believe in the people who believe, who look at the clock and say, oh, it's just 9 o'clock. Anytime us go home, we got to praise God a little bit longer. Now that the Holy Ghost is done.
Oh, that's yes, right. Amen.
When he leaves, I'm leaving.
And by
respect and because I'm well-mannered, we'll sit there and put up with you. But quite frankly, you know, we're watching our watches because the job is done. I'm not saying that you don't, I'm not referring to our services when I say you can't get enough. What I'm saying is I'm referring to God himself. You can never get enough.
Amen. That's right.
I'm referring to the Holy Ghost. You can never get enough.
Yes.
There's always more need for that. So he says, I can do whatever I need to do. It doesn't mean that if you're not an organist, you're going to be able to go over there and get on that organ and play like Sean Grubb. You know, and you can play drums as well as I do. That's easy. But it doesn't mean you can do all those things. What it means is you can forgive when you need to forgive.
Yeah.
You You can not let the devil run you off when he's trying to do it. You can get through the hurt and the things that come on in life if you allow God to do it. If you will allow the Spirit to do it, he can lead you and guide you so your life will be all right, so you'll have peace in God. He means that I can do whatever I need to do in order to make it in. Paul says, I've learned how when the people really love me, I go on in God. When they don't love me, I go on in God. When they agree with me, I go on in God. When they don't agree with me, I go on in God. When they get angry with me, I go on in God. He says, when they throw flowers at my feet, I go on in God. And they did throw flowers at his feet. He says, no matter what they do, I go on in God. He says, if they get upset with me, I go on in God.
Amen.
He says, I've learned, you know, there was a time, once upon a time, they used to make me angry. And, hey, you know, I let people stone me and do all kinds of things. He says, but because now I have God and through the power of the Holy Ghost, he says, I know how to do what I need to do to go on in God. I know how to get up. I know how to get up and get myself dressed and come to the house of God with the expectation of, I don't feel like going, but when I get there, God's going to do something for me.
Amen.
You know, you're not the only person who feels like on Sunday morning, well, I don't feel like going today, but I got that mind. That if I can make it to the house of God when I get there, I'm not saying when I get there, well, I get there, the choir sing me up. That's not my mind. My mind is, when I get there, God's going to do something for me. And I'll be all right. It's not my mind. I'm not even... You know, I've got this mindset that if I can get to where the Lord is, I was teaching the other night about the prayer that Solomon prayed when he was dedicating the temple, and he asked God to put his name there. In other words, put his spirit there. And he asked him to do it so strongly. He says, if the people are not even able to be here, if they're carried away to another land, if they'll just look in this direction where they know God is, will you answer their prayer? He says, if they fall into sin because of their own, what they're doing, and if they will get up and look towards this direction where you're supposed to be, will you bring them out? And I have that attitude about church. I don't know how people go to church mad and stay mad at old service. How do you do that? By the time you get in there, somewhere along the line, and if the Spirit is moving now, you know.
If the Spirit is moving.
You know, it's another story if you go to church and, you know, and they make you mad. But that's what he's going that night. Praise the Lord. We're going to use the caveat that you're going to church where the Spirit is moving. And he says in this, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm able to do whatever I need to do to overcome. Romans 8 chapter. Romans chapter 8. Oh, about verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. And he starts off with the word likewise. It's because until this point, Paul has told them about God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And he makes this point that Paul says when he says, I can do all things which strengthen me through Christ Jesus. He makes this point. He says, the Spirit helps my infirmities. I would not be able to make it if the Holy Ghost didn't help me. You ought not ever, if you have the Holy Spirit and you're on your way to heaven, you ought not ever dismiss it when you get too angry. You need to say, Lord, I got too angry. And I need you to do something about that. You ought not ever dismiss it when you go through for a long period of time and seems like you can't get out. You ought not just let it go. You need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, you know what? I've been feeling down for too long now. And I need you to come through and lift me up. And when you've been hurt for a while, one time I kept going through a series of hurts, and I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm tired of hurting. I need you to bring me out. I need to have a different mind concerning this. And I need the Holy Ghost to come in. There's nothing changing in me. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to come in. I really want him to come in. And when he comes in, I'm willing to yield my mind. And this is the problem that you run into. You can't plan on only yielding part of your mind. To the Holy Ghost, when you really want him to deliver you and to bring you out, you have to yield everything to him, and you have to trust that everything he touches is better. Part of you do you not want the Holy Ghost to work on?
Amen.
What part of you do you not feel like God can improve? What thing are you doing that you'd rather have than have God work with you?
No, nothing.
What purpose can you have which is greater than having everlasting life? So he says, likewise, the Holy Spirit helpeth. He uses this word from the King James town, helpeth. And it's. No, he's, it's quite funny. He says, the Holy Ghost helps us.
Yes.
And he helps my shortcomings. He knows I'm fraught with shortcomings and faults, and I have less patience than I think. And what makes me even worse is that I don't have patience, and you can't tell me I don't have patience because I think that I do.
That's right.
There's nothing worse than having a fault, and then no one can explain to you what the fault is.
Right, yes.
And the Holy Ghost can't bring it to point. And you can, and no one can, and you can, you keep running into the same thing, and you don't realize the people you're running into that keep irking you are your mirror. And they're designed to be there so the Lord can get you to see you. And I'm amazed at the people who project and reflect. And the people who, every time you get ready to say, if the Lord says to them in any way that you're coming up short in any way, instead of you saying, yay, Lord, help me, the next thing you want to do is to turn around and say to the person who's saying, well, you do the same thing. Like that helps. Like that delivers. Like that sets free. Like that improves anybody. And the Holy Ghost comes in. My God, there's nobody on the face of the earth that he's delivered more than me. They might have more power. They might have a lot of things. But Lord, he has changed me. And I'm loving every change he made. There's not a change God has ever made in me where I said, well, I wish he'd kind of left that alone. No! Thank you, Jesus. I am where I am today. Do you know I'm in a position today where I go on in God and I don't worry about you? Well, I worry about you and I'm concerned about you. But I don't worry about how you view me. Whom the Spirit sets free, whom the Lord sets free, is free indeed. I don't worry about that anymore. You want to act like you don't want to hear me preach? Fine. I'm going to preach anyway. I wish you'd listen because I might have something to say. You know, but regardless, once I've gotten here, I'm going on in God. Because the Spirit, I used to get frustrated if I'm just a diehard, basically. I struggle on drums, and I get frustrated at God sometimes. I get, for a long time, about 4 or 5 years, Elder Lakeland, get frustrated at God, and God's really working on breaking me. And I said, Lord, why is it that all these churches, all these places have drummers, and we don't have one? Had one of the best drummers in Gulf Coast, and he PCS. Went out to Las Vegas, stayed out there for a long time. Now he's down in Miami. I'm still praying the Lord to send him back. Had another drummer. He's in Texas. And these are people we ran off. And other people just stay in churches forever and ever. And the Lord would always say to me, well, you go play them. I said, I ain't playing no drums. I'm a bass player. I ain't over there. So you play them. I can't play them. You know what the Lord knew about me? He says, you got too much pride. You don't want to go over there and embarrass yourself. He's like the people who won't sing. My God, if some people I know don't mind breaking out a song, the rest of us don't mind singing all the time. And finally, I came in here one day. Y'all remember what Phil here promised? I've been praying for a drummer, Lord, please send us a drummer. Lord, please send us a drummer. Drummer, show up over here. Drummer, show up over here. Okay, show up over here. And finally, Lord said to me, you go play him. So, okay, I'll get over here and I'll try. So I came in one day with prayer. Wasn't nobody here but me. That's what you do. Hey, look, he's an overcoming. Don't have a crown of righteousness. And I am not going to fail God because I won't go over there and try to keep time on drums.
All right.
Especially since my instrument is the closest thing there is to a drum. We both have the same sheet music. And most bass players can play drums anyway. Because we have a natural rhythm and timing. We maintain the timing for the whole. In other words, we hold it down. That's where it comes. I came in here one day and I sneaked in here one day and I tried to do it. I said, okay, I'm out here now. And I'm getting a little bit better, but I'll never be a Chris Kenshin. I'll never be a David Waters. I'm not worried about that. But I know one thing, I keep enough time to do it now. When I don't work with Timaeus, I don't mind what I need to do for God.
I want to do whatever needs to be done, that the will of God will be done. I'm not trying to sit back and just, you know, I have certain people I follow and certain people, even though they're in the will of God, they're not good enough. I'm not there. I want to obey God. And likewise, since I had this mindset, the Holy Ghost helps with my shortcomings. And he helps me with the things I'm unable to do. And he makes intercession to God for me so that when I pray and I say, Lord, lift me up and Lord, see me through, he gives me words. It's not just speaking in tongues, but he gives me words and guidance. James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. The Holy Ghost comes in and he leads me and guides me. You know, and there's no one I know who loves being free more than me. I don't like to be bound. You know how the song says, don't be bound in your mind always? I don't like to be bound.
Amen.
Sit up all night long, bound, sit up all... That's not me. I love being free.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost sets you free. Because he says all the way down here, he says, and we know that all things, he's referring to God. He says, we know that every time God moves, he does it for the good of them that love God. When he says all things, he's only referring to the things that come from God. He's not referring to the dope deal selling you drugs. And he's not referring to this and that. He's not referring to the devil at all. He's saying, and we know that all these things, because he's introduced God, the Father, God, the Son of God, the Holy Ghost. And he says that we know that whenever God is moving, regardless of how he moves, they work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose, so that we can overcome and so that we can do all things.
Yes, amen.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Everything I need to do to make it to heaven. If I don't make it to heaven, it's because I didn't do something that God gave me the ability to do. If you don't make it to heaven, it's because you decided not to go.
Amen. That's right.
If you, and it is so easy. The battle, you know, and really, when it comes down to it, when it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Don't get overwhelmed with that, because I'm going to tell you this. The biggest battle we fight is not even the devil. It's ourselves.
Yes, that's right.
It's our own mind. The devil comes in. He's a coach. He's a mentor. He pushes. He does all these things. But the decision maker is you.
Yes, amen.
And the person who finally, you know, decides what you will do and what you won't do, that's you. And then when the Holy Ghost comes in and starts to strengthen you, you're able to say to the devil, you're able to say to Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You're able to get him off your back, and you're able to turn around and do things. It's one of the simplest things. I like to use forgiveness, because you'll hear me talk about that a lot, and I'm almost done. The reason why I talk about forgiveness and reconciliation so much is because, first of all, that is God's main purpose in us.
Yes.
Everything that is done in the Word of God is done so that we can be reconciled to God,
right,
so we can be forgiven and be brought back to God.
Yes.
If you are the sort of person who won't forgive, and for the period of time that you won't forgive, you're going to be mad with me for an hour, by that hour you will not like God.
Right.
And if you decide that you want to be mad with me all day, and for whatever reason you frown and do all you want, for that period of time you are not like God. Don't tell me how spiritual you were.
That's right.
Because the Holy Ghost wanted you to forgive from the moment you were angry.
Yeah.
And if Jesus can forgive while he's nailed on the cross, and they're still down at the bottom talking about it like a dog, and he's forgiven them, and they're still talking.
Yeah.
Still talking.
And then we come along, and we have an alt like we are, you know. And I can say this because I know I'm not perfect myself. And they say, well, who's he talking about? I'm talking about me. These are things I've been delivered from. I can talk about them. Dare any one of us, Paul uses the word, dare any one of us not forgive, not be reconciled, not try to understand. Do you know without understanding is a sin?
Yes.
Do you know when somebody offends you, you're supposed to turn around and say, well, now, wait a minute now. They did offend me, but... okay, what was kind of going on with that?
Yes.
And how was that? Do you know not trying to understand is a sin? Do you know not allowing people to forgive you is called implacable? It's in Romans 1.
Yes.
Do you know that's a sin? Do you know without mercy You want to have mercy on people, you want to hold them to the worst degree.
Yes.
They do something, you want to punish them forever. Don't you know that's a sin?
It's a sin. Yes.
No, you're not sitting on a bar stool. You're sitting up in here.
Amen.
It's, you know, don't we? And all these things, the Holy Ghost sets us free from, and they keep us bound.
Yes.
He that overcometh, they keep us bound. Whenever I'm angry with Elder Smith goes shopping, goes on about her business, and the only person with a burden is me.
Yes.
And I got to figure out how to get this done, and I want the Lord, and I'm so glad when the Lord comes in and says, just let it go. Done.
Mm-hmm.
That was this morning, it is now noon.
Mm-hmm.
That's over.
Over.
Go on in God. Why is this? Because I have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be able to overcome all the obstacles and things that stand in my way. Some of us now, and I'm closing up my book, some of us now, we don't have a way to come to church because we have somebody. Or something. Or
something.
This, that, or the other.
Yes.
And I emphasize coming to church. When I ain't got to come to no church to be saved. You do.
You do. Yes, you do.
You, believe it or not, it sounds like it, but, you know, you have to have some fellowship in some place. I have Elder Latham here. He has several different ministries, and none of them have one person in them.
Mm-hmm.
They all have some kindred, some. One of them's a prison ministry. They all have some something somewhere where they come together and worship God, and where they have they come together and fellowship in God, and they're able to comfort one another, and they're able to encourage one another, and the Spirit comes in and lifts them up and touches them.
Yes.
You know, the devil loves it when he can get you isolated, get you out there by yourself.
Yeah.
He loves it when he can get you to come when you come according to how you feel.
He
hates for you to finally figure out that you're saved whether you feel like it or not.
Yes.
And that God is there whether you feel like it or not.
Amen.
That all of us have these weakened bodies, these weakened minds and everything else, and we have to have the Holy Ghost to prop us up and remind us, but God is still on the throne.
Yes.
God is still in control by him. All things consist on our worst day.
Yes.
We still, you know, we have nobody, and we're down there singing the old, you know, the Negro spiritual, couldn't hear nobody pray. We don't have nobody, myself couldn't hear nobody pray. Well, you pray.
Yes, amen.
Hear yourself pray. And won't the Lord show up?
Yes.
And see if God, even if you don't, see, won't God move in? And, and while you're so, you know, while we're so busy dwelling on what we're going through, because he that overcometh, listen, saints.
Yes.
You must overcome.
Amen. Yes.
And everybody wants us to overcome principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Where are we overcoming? We're not overcoming them in the spiritual realm. We're overcoming how they come against us.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Nobody's asking you to ascend up to heaven and fight with Michael the Archangel against any of them. He's asking you to resist them here.
Yeah.
Resist the devil and he will free from you. Who's telling you to be mad all day, send nasty grams to people, do all those things? That's the devil. Okay, I'm going to go to God. And when you come to yourself, you need to ask God to forgive you, and you need to say, Lord, I sure was wrong today.
Yes.
Because that's what God expects us to do. And then when you get right, you feel better.
Amen.
And the Lord will see you do it. And you know what you've done? You have overcome. That's why we sing the song when I was growing up. I've been singing it all my life. I beat the devil running, and I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And I used to tell the saints on Tuesday night, if you can make it through that door, you can sing the song. I beat the devil running.
Amen.
And I'm so glad.
If you can
make it to where you're supposed to be in God, if you can just say, well, Lord, they really beat me up today, but I'll be all right. You beat the devil running.
Amen.
If the devil couldn't convince you, you know what? Y'all not go back. You know what? Y'all quit. Y'all this, y'all that. If you can say, I must go to heaven. I cannot not go to heaven.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not willing to go to hell. If you can
willing to go
say
to hell.
That,
that's right.
Make up your mind. You know, eternal life. I'm not willing not to have eternal life with God.
Yes.
You beat the devil running.
Amen.
Say, you know what? I'm so wrong. I'm as wrong as I can be, but I got to get it right because
I
can't give up.
Can't give up. Amen.
I'm going to have to be washed, and I'm going to have to pray until the Lord forgive me. And I know it'll take a while before the stains of the sin go away, even though I've been forgiven. And I know that I might have to put up with some pressure or whatever's going on, but it's what I have to do. I was talking to someone a few years ago about voting, and they were talking about felons, prison felons, and their pathway to back to voter rights and this type of thing. And I was saying, I would like to have a situation in our church where in the voting years, we would have enough people to work with felons and their applications and their things and set them up for voting. And someone said to me, says, well, you know, they won't come because it's such a hard process. I said, let it be hard, but it's something they need to do.
Yes.
And it's not wearing God. Yes, sometimes you feel like you might feel like mud, or you might feel like this, but until the Lord lifts you up, it's what you have to do, but you have to have everlasting life. Sometimes some of the things you do, people are going
to
talk about you for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, be talked about, but when you enter in, you want to worry about, but it's what you have to do.
Amen.
And yes, sometimes you have to forgive people who don't even know they've wronged you.
Yes.
They're not even aware that they've done you wrong. And yes, you have to forgive them, but it's what you have to do.
Yes.
And yes, you have to stop being stubborn. And yes, you have to stop being obstinate. And yes, you need the Holy Ghost to come in and give you a kind heart and a kind mind. Yes, you need to purify yourself. And yes, you need to, and you need to do it for your, not only for Christ's sake, but for your sake.
Yes, amen.
Your stubbornness is just that. Your stubbornness.
Yes.
Your anger is your anger.
Yes.
Gets you in more trouble.
Yes.
And the devil loves it.
Yes,
he does.
And for God's sake, don't ever get them prophesying anger, because I've seen people do that too.
Yes.
Preach anger. Do all those things.
Yes.
When they could be free. Listen.
Yeah.
He that overcometh.
Yes.
Overcome all these little petty things that we do. Get up Sunday morning. I encourage everybody, get up Sunday morning. If you're in reasonable health and strength, get up and go to the local church, wherever it is that you go to or whatever. Get up and go. Don't, you know, and the body's going to fight you and say, well, just lay here and just, overcome. Say, I'm going to go up to the house of God. I'm going to worship the Lord. Do like Josiah. We're going to come in and we're going to worship God. I'm going to go in and I'm going to lift my hands and I'm going to go in and I'm going to sing to the best of my ability. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to get something out of it. Get up.
Yes.
Come to God. The best you can do is be on Zoom, dress halfway up your body or whatever it is, and turn your camera on and tune into the best you can do it and be a part of it, because you have to work out your own salvation.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Everybody stand. He that overcometh.
Yes.
I can't. There's only one person who did his portion for your overcoming. That was Jesus. I can't overcome for you.
Yes.
Neither can anyone else. I don't care how great you think they are. I don't care what pedestal you put them on. I don't care how much you idolize them, but you ought not do.
You ought not do it.
That's a sin too.
Yeah, it is.
But no matter how you do it and how you do it, no one can overcome for you. No one can do the things that God needs you to do for you. We can tell you what to do and how to do, but you have to allow the Lord to set you free. You have to allow the Spirit to come in. Everybody say, come in, Holy Ghost.
Come in, Holy Ghost.
Even right now, if I say this, let me see if I can see how many people I can see. If I say, come in, Holy Ghost. Come in, Holy Ghost.
Come in, Holy Ghost.
Come in, Holy Ghost.
Come in, Holy Ghost.
You need to be able to at least say that.
Yes.
You know, you're pretty bound when you can't say, come in, Holy Ghost.
Right.
You got to, when you can't at least wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You're
yes.
pretty bound.
Pretty bound.
You know, you can't even utter the words, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Save me afresh.
Wash me.
You need to be, it's good when you're able to say to the Lord every day, Lord, forgive me this day.
Yes, every day.
What have I done, Lord? Lord, let the blood stand for me today.
Yes.
Lord, you're a good God and a merciful God. Your mercy is yours forever.
Yes.
You need to be able to say, God is God. God I serve is God. There's just some things that you need to be able that no one can stop you from saying. I'll bless his holy name no matter what. In the midst of the worst things, you're able to say, Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Please take her off the screen.
Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your blessed holy name and for your precious Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to just bless us. Lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Precious Savior. Lord, we ask you to heal the sick tonight. Stretch forth your hands. Lord, remember all those who are really struggling. Lord, that what Keisha Shula is really struggling. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless Elder Triani Thompson tonight, Elder Rogers, Elder Harrison, oh God. Lord, give her health and strength. Not only so, Lord, but I pray, Lord, make a way for her and keep her. Lord, Sister Nancy, not tonight, Lord, but bless Sister Nancy. Lord, for all those, Lord, who need deliverance and all those, Lord, who need healing in any way. Lord, it's not by our power, it's not by our might, it's not by how loud we yell, it's not by how many times we say Jesus. Lord, it's according to the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth thy hand of mercy and touch with the thing of God. Lord, drive out every evil and unclean spirit. Break every yoke, Lord, I pray. Lord, undo every heavy burden in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free. Lord, let the oppressed go free. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We stand against you in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord, you put to flight the army of the alien. Drive out every evil and unclean spirit, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord, bless us. Lord, make the rough road smooth and the crooked way straight, O God. Lord, level every mountain. Lord, let there be a plain, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we glorify you. We worship you, Lord. We'll serve no other God. We'll give you all the honor and all the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the people of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.